Life Audio. Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic discusses God's kingdom as it's addressed in the Lord's Prayer. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Your Kingdom Come, written by Emma Danzi, read by Leah Martin. Matthew 6:10 says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." This verse is part of the Lord's Prayer when Jesus was modeling how to pray to the Father in front of the disciples. Today, let's explore this small and powerful scripture in three parts. First, your kingdom come. Shortly after acknowledging God as holy, Jesus makes this bold statement, "Your kingdom come." It might sound strange for God the Son to be saying to God the Father that his kingdom should come. Isn't Jesus' kingdom God's kingdom? The purpose of this statement was that Jesus was choosing to submit to the Father's will. Ultimately, Jesus came to earth to die on the cross to glorify God and bring salvation to humanity. Jesus was fully God and fully man. So in fulfilling his roles perfectly, he was perfectly powerful and never sinned in that he lived a perfect life and submitted to the Lord in ways in which we could not. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God, and there's one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ." Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." Your kingdom come is a prayer for the Lord to move and work and make a way for people to get to him. Jesus is literally the answer to his prayer. He was going to die and be raised so that people can join the kingdom of heaven. God wishes that none perish, but all would come to repentance. Second, let's consider your will be done. Jesus set the example to pray for the will of God. We may not always understand his will or choose it, but we can lean into prayer and ask him to reveal his plans to us and read his Bible, which tells us his plans for our lives. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Of course, Jesus already knew God's will because he is God, but he showed us in his perfect humanity how to ask for the Lord's plans to take place and to rely on him in his sovereignty as Lord. Third, let's look at on earth as it is in heaven. As believers, we know that heaven is a place of perfection. We know that earth is broken and sinful. Jesus prayed the desire to see the glory and beauty of God the Father on this earth. Soon after his ascension, we read about the Holy Spirit entering the lives of believers in Christ. Still to this day, when someone places faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit immediately enters that person's heart and seals him or her for eternity. Ephesians 1:13. People everywhere now have the ability to live by the Spirit and not their flesh. Where before, the Holy Spirit would only rest temporarily. Now, after Jesus, believers have permanent, full-time access. This means that people around the world are living by the fruit of the Spirit. They're able to choose to live like Jesus by the Spirit's help and to reveal to this dark world the glorious light that's Christ. Jesus was in heaven, came down to earth, and then ascended into heaven. He was the front runner for heaven coming down to a sinful world. He then sent his Spirit as a gift to continue spreading the good news of the gospel. We can celebrate this blessing today because of his sacrifice and perfect plan. Intersecting faith and life. How are you asking God to move in your life and in the lives of others around you? Spend some time praying and reading the Bible as you ponder what God's will is in your specific circumstances. How can you thank the Holy Spirit for being present in your life today? Ask him to help you live by his power and be aware of how he wants to move to share the gospel with others. For further reading on this concept, look into John 10:30, John 14:6, and 2 Peter 3:9. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.